he's not a legitimate president, but yes. If we keep saying that, does it do any good?
Yes, because it crowds, it begins to, this has to be approached psychologically in terms of what's in the public discourse on both sides of the, oh no, you're fake news and we're real news. No, no, we're fake news and you're real news. To dominate this, one of the ways to do it is to, as you were talking about before, the buttons present themselves. They're almost self-pushing buttons. So we have to push the buttons on him personally, make this as unpleasant personally for him, since that is what decides everything he does. So every time you see a tweet, subtweet him, swear words, send it right back at him. And if he doesn't see it, somebody who supports him will ruin their day. It's a psychological war. And the other part of it is to keep saying what we know is true, which is we don't know if it was treason or espionage or violation of some of the Logan Act language. We don't know which it was. If the best case scenario is they violated the Logan Act and were busily rewriting foreign policy long before this man was in office, that's the best case scenario. Just keep mentioning it every day. That's stealing from the Tea Party. That's using their weapons, taking their hammers out of the conservatives, the Republicans, and the Trumpians, and hitting them over the head and chasing them to hell with it.
So we don't seem to have a Trump defender here today. I